This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. Today we took the mic on a short drive just up from our studios on East Market Street to Railroad Street to visit Drive. Drive is the economic development organization that's been operating out of Montour County, but which now encompasses a much broader area. We're talking today with Jennifer Wakeman, their executive director, about Drive and what they're doing and what they do and some of the big projects that have been undertaken and are bringing new jobs here to the Susquehanna Valley. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Jennifer.
Drive, what is it and what does the name mean?
Drive is an economic development entity that serves five counties now: Columbia, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, and Union. And it actually means driving real innovation for a vibrant economy. That's what all those letters put together mean. And our primary mission is to help companies create family-sustaining wages here in the region.
And has that reach expanded since it began?
Yes. So it was originally founded by Columbia and Montour counties back in 2015. And then in 2020, we added Snyder, Northumberland, and Union.
And you've physically moved as well from your headquarters. Last time we talked, you were up on Woodbine Lane.
Yes, that was a property that was owned by Montour County. And when we started really growing the organization, there was no additional space in that building that we could grow into. And at that point, we had owned the building that we're in now on Railroad Street for about a year. And the board finally said, you know, we should really probably go be in the building that we own. And so we did the first renovation, moved in here in August of 2019, and then no sooner got comfy and cozy in here than realized we needed more space, not and had built a wall and then promptly cut a big hole in it and added more space.
And it's lots of space here. And even you have the startup over there, and I haven't seen the whole building, but I mean, it obviously got room to do what you need to do.
For sure. There's plenty of room for us, but then we also have, it's a 32,000 square foot building. So we have about, I believe, 3,500 square feet is part of Startup Danville, which is an incubator run by the Bucknell Small Business Development Center. We have a couple of tenants of our own. Mindset is here. They used to be in the incubator and then outgrew that, and they have set up shop here. And then we are in the process of renovating some of the other space on the other side of the building that will be individual lockable offices as well as kind of co-work space. I mean, we're calling it an innovation hub at this point, and that's still in process, but we have people who are getting ready to move into offices already.
Give us a nutshell version of the history. You haven't been with it since the beginning, but pretty close, right?
Pretty close, yeah. The organization, there was a task force that met that started with members from Columbia County and grew into Montour County as well, with the idea that economic development does not necessarily recognize county borders. Let's say a company is either here in the region and needs to grow, just because they have a location in Bloomsburg doesn't mean that they wouldn't be interested in adding another location, you know, in Danville or Washingtonville or something. So that was sort of the idea behind it. A task force met for about a year, I believe, and they formed the organization, got the structure put in place. The first executive director was hired in January of 2016, and then I came on board in March of 2017.
When I was getting ready to talk to you, the thought came into my mind from election back in 1992 when James Carville said, "It's the economy, stupid," because it's, you know, this is the heart of everything that keeps, I mean, now not just Columbia and Montour, but this whole area. This is where it's at, I guess. I mean, that's kind of the point of anything like this.
Exactly. And economic development really can encompass a lot of different areas. I mean, it can encompass job creation from, you know, business retention and expansion efforts. It can encompass site selection, which is bringing new capital investment into the region. And that's always kind of the thing that gets really big headlines. But that doesn't mean that's the only part of it. There are lots of other business services. We do a lot of grant writing here in our office and working with companies to locate grants. But we also spend a lot of time just connecting them with the right other service provider that isn't us. You know, there are a wide variety of offerings from the SBDC, from CEDACOG. You know, if you want to do import-export or procurement with the government and various things like that, CEDACOG is where you want to go. But sometimes it's just a matter of making those connections, and that's a lot of what we do.
From my end of this microphone, I've always felt like I learn a lot, you know, what's going on. So this is kind of, in that sense, you're behind the scenes and seeing what all is going on. It probably gives you a really good overall picture.
I'm probably overly optimistic about things. workforce is certainly an ongoing issue, and it's going to continue. Labor is going to continue to be an issue across the country. Where we are really fortunate is that we have a fantastic labor force in the region. I have multiple companies and manufacturers who will speak to that. People are starting, or organizations, companies are starting to be creative in their hiring practices. And it's really about getting people who are sitting on the sidelines back to work. And there are so many opportunities right now. So, you know, that's always kind of that's what tempers my optimism, is that workforce is going to continue to be a challenge. But in terms of growth in this region and the amount of public and private investment, it's more than we have seen here in probably 30 years, at least. And that's not just me. That's what others have told me who have been working in business in this area for a long time.
Yeah, certainly the last 2 years have probably changed everything you do, just like everyone else.
It has, but it's been very strange, because one would have thought that, oh, the pandemic is going to slow everything down, which it did from an output standpoint. But from a site selection and growth standpoint, it really kind of kicked things into high gear, and we're all a little, I don't want to say befuddled, but we're kind of like, okay, this is what we're doing. We don't, you know, at first it was like, well, maybe it's because, you know, at the time, 2 years ago, money was still pretty inexpensive. Now that's not necessarily the case. We're like, we don't know what it's about, but it's a wave. We're riding it, because really the trick with economic development is you really need to keep it's a constant flow. Like, there's always new business or current business that's growing, that's happening. And then there's always some that are falling by the wayside or closing. And so you need to keep that, you know, sort of like a bathtub, new water coming in, old water going out. You know, you have to keep that moving at all times. So it's because people will say, well, like, well, where are they going to get workforce for this? Or what are you going to do about, you know, that? It's, you know, it's that offset to, there will always be companies that are on the decline or making changes, leaving the region for a variety of reasons.
Give me some, you know, kind of that look behind the scenes of what is happening here on a day-to-day basis. Yes, you're at Drive, but what do you do?
Well, there are five of us here now, and we have a project manager, that's Tim Hippensteel, and his job is to really follow up and start developing projects out, whether that's a site development project, a real estate redevelopment project that we've taken on, as an example, like Sunbury Textile. Tim played a role in doing that. That was sort of his initial, you know, learning on the real estate side, because I had been previously working on those kinds of things. He was the one who really managed the project when we did the build out of the 5-county broadband network. That was Tim's baby. So he does a lot. He's in the weeds a lot, in the details and doing the follow-up and staying on top of things. Aiden McDonald is our facility manager, and he is primarily involved with this facility now, the building that we're in on Railroad Street, but he also will oversee any additional, you know, if we take on another building project, he will be the one who is kind of in charge of understanding all of the things that you need to understand related to a facility. And then Amanda Craig Bradley is our business outreach manager, and she's really kind of the face of the organization out to businesses, in addition to me. She's the one who's going out, meeting with them, understanding, you know, what's working well for them, what are the challenges they're facing, where are their growth opportunities, what resources might they need, and just really kind of keeping that sort of constant touch with the business community. And that's a very large undertaking when you have 5 counties. The number of businesses in the county, from large manufacturers down to, you know, smaller kind of Main Street type of businesses. She's got a lot of community development background, and so she's sort of marrying both of those things together, which is great because that's something that we have never really sort of tackled, and she's doing a great job working with all of the downtowns in the region that have downtown groups, you know, like the Danville Business Alliance, like the Improved Milton Experience, like the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, just as examples. So she's really kind of starting to interface with those people and bring more awareness to the work they're doing and providing support to that as well.
Yeah, when this started, I thought, well, that sounds like a good idea, but you know, am I going to hear anything more about it? But this is out there. Is this your news background pushing the PR, or is it? There's just so much that happens that you know, people do become aware of it. I mean, you know, I guess what I'm asking is, how is the awareness? Do people know this is happening?
I think so. Certainly, at least on some level, we've had a lot of large announcements. The timeline is really long for an economic development project to really come to fruition. You know, the broadband project was actually pretty quick because it had to be related to, you know, expending the dollars for it. So, you know, we had that event in January, sort of the launch of that officially, but there's always more to do with that. The announcement in Point Township, the Encina recycling facility, that was an 18-month from the first time I met them until that announcement was made. I've been working on that for 18 months. So it's a long time to sort of develop these things. But then they all sort of kind of, it seems like they're all coming in a rush. You know, then it'll just be crickets for a really long time. Because you got to always keep, again, it's that sort of bathtub analogy. There's always something in that pipeline. Something coming in, something going out.
And that does from the other perspective, you're looking in and you say, oh, that sounds interesting. Why haven't I heard of this before? It's because there was nothing to say until there was something to say.
Correct. And yes, we do a lot of work that is real estate related. It's one of those things, even though we're a public entity, real estate is a confidential transaction until it's not. And so we're frequently under, you know, non-disclosure agreements and things like that about projects because, you know, this is a company's, you know, business, their livelihood, those sorts of things at stake. Sometimes they have, you know, producers that they don't want to, you know, have, they don't want inaccurate information out there too soon. So it's really about making sure that something's really ready for prime time before an announcement is made so that people can really understand and a company can be fully transparent about what it is doing.
Okay. Give us some update on that for folks who haven't heard that news or that information. I mean, that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. The company is called Encina. They're out of Houston, Texas, and they have developed their intellectual property is actually a catalyst that takes feedstock, their feedstock, which is thrown away, recycled plastic, typically numbers 3 through 7, you know, the ones that you don't really know what to do with that are probably being landfilled, even though you think you're recycling it. They take those, put it, wash it, clean it, shred it, and then put it into their catalytic process, which mixes their catalyst with that plastic at a high temperature. It is not burning the plastic. There is no oxygen in that process. It is just a heat and their catalyst. And what it does is it basically breaks the molecular bond of the plastic and returns it to what it started as originally. So the liquid chemicals that go into making plastic come out the other side after distillation, and those can be shipped off in tank cars by rail to companies that will take those products and turn them back into plastic again. And so it's a truly circular process in that there's no degradation of the product. The other way plastic is frequently recycled is called a mechanical process, and it's shredded. So if you get a water bottle and it says, you know, like 70% recycled material, yes, that recycled material used to be some kind of water bottle or whatever that was shredded, but you always have to mix back in virgin plastic material with it to create that new water bottle. And that mechanical process can only be done so many times because the plastic does degrade over time. So this is truly circular. It can be broken down and put back together into new plastic over and over and over again.
And of course, aside from the awesomeness of that, what you just described, I mean, this is a bunch of jobs that are going to be good jobs.
Yes, 600-ish in terms of construction, just to build the facility itself. And they're already have had meetings with local unions and contractors and things like that. And then when it's all said and done, yeah, like 300
wow.
jobs. And a lot of them are highly skilled. And then a lot of them are certainly skilled labor. And my understanding from talking with the company is, you know, if you come in the door as, say, you know, forklift operator or something. I'm just, you know, using that as an example. There's still a pathway that you can move through and, you know, have a career with this company potentially. So it's exciting on a number of fronts, honestly. And we worked really hard to land this company here because it will be the first of its kind. So aside from the job creation, it's really going to put the region, I mean, the multiplier effect is huge because people will be coming in to visit this facility to see how this is done. This is the first of probably 5 or 6 more that they're going to build in the world. This will be the first one.
Wow.
In Point Township.
Wow. Just a couple miles outside from where we're sitting. It's talk about impressive.
It's exciting.
Maybe
it's
we
fun.
Should have saved that one for last, but because I do want to talk about other, you know, other successes too. But and there have been a number. A lot of things have been happening.
Yeah, it's been really oddly busy. Aside, you know, I already mentioned the things that are happening here in our building. Lots of on the small business front has been really exciting. That's one of the things that we saw as a direct result of the pandemic is this uptick in entrepreneurship. Lots of people saying, okay, maybe I don't want to go back to work, or I can't go back to work, or I want to have different level of work-life balance, put it that way. What does that look like? And so we've seen a lot of people getting involved and starting their own business. So that's part of what we've seen just from this facility. We built out the broadband network, and that is an ongoing, you know, that it's basically, think of it this way, we built kind of the basic outline, and now we're kind of filling in the gaps and finding where there are still areas that don't have great service. Is there a way that our network can be expanded to reach those people? Is there funding available for that? That's sort of an ongoing project that we're working on. Certainly, we have some other things that are in the pipeline, as it were, and we're kind of excited to see some of the other things that will be coming down the pike. And then, of course, the announcement just last week of 2 redevelopment assistance capital program grants from the state to 2 companies down in Sunbury that went into the Sunbury textile facility that we had owned and then subdivided and sold to these individual companies, and now they're both recipients of RACP grants. I mean, that's one of those, you know, I couldn't have actually expected it to go any better than it did. I had no hopes that it was going to turn out the way it did, and then it just sort of, as Linda Culver says, it's kind of a magical building, and it continues to be that. So
your website is kind of summarizes everything that's going on. So if you want to send people there.
Oh, sure. It's driveindustry.com, and you can find all kinds of information. Information about the broadband network is on there, how to get in touch with the internet service providers that use our network to provide service to residences and businesses. You can find, you know, municipal zoning maps, and you can find, you know, information on some of properties that are available, and you can find information about what are our kind of most prominent industries, things like that. So lots of different information, and there's, you know, there's always something interesting happening, that's for sure. I have to say, it's never a dull moment. There is certainly more going on, I think, than you would even know, even if you just read the newspaper. There are and I have to say, I have to give a shout out to my board of directors because they are a fantastic group of people who really think about this region, care about this region, want to see it succeed, want to see it have all of, you know, all the nice things, but also maintain that sense of small town, rural community. But there's no reason why we can't have, you know, great business, great industry, great technology. So really, it's, I always say community and economic development are two sides of the same coin. You can't have one without the other. You need to have these fantastic communities to have strong locations for companies to want to come, to have workforce, all of those things. And I give my board a big shout out to understanding kind of the ins and outs of how this really works and being committed to seeing some of these things through.
Executive Director of Drive, Jennifer Wakeman, has been our guest on the program today. Jennifer, thanks for being with us to share these updates with our listeners. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.